Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. HUL Q4 net jumps 41% year-on-year, beats estimates. Rahul Bajaj resigns as chairman of Bajaj Auto. Vaccination across India crosses 15 crore mark. Big Basket stake sale to Tata Digital gets CCI nod. Bharat Biotech cuts Covaxin price, states to get it at Rs. 400 per dose. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. The bulls and the bears fought hard but none gained upper hand. The F&O induced volatility meant benchmarks traded in a wide range, but the close for the day was nothing to write home about. Sensex, after claiming the 50,000 mark, saw selling pressure. After gyrating some 840 points, the index ended up rising merely 32 points. Nifty 2 saw selling after taking out its immediate resistance of 15,000 level. It could not even close above 14,900. Stocks such as HDFC, HCL Tech, Bajaj Auto, L&T and SBI fell over 1%. Others such as Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, Axis Bank, Reliance and Axis Bank rose anywhere between 1 and 6%. HUL Q4 results came in much better than the street estimates. In the broader market, stocks closing lower were more than the ones ending higher. That said, the day had 228 stocks claiming their 52-week highs and 276 hitting their respective circuit limits. Power Grid, InvIT, received a dull response on day one so far. We have with us Mr. Vinod Nair of Geojit Financial Services to share his views in the market. Welcome to the show, sir. Thursday's session saw high volatility due to F&O expiry. What's the range that you see on Sensex and Nifty in the coming days?
Yes, today it was volatile with a mixed bias and closed with flat gains. It was due to profit booking after consecutive fourth day of trading gains, in which some sectors like metals, pharma, chemicals and banks did very well. Mid and small caps were also very positive at the same time. Today, along with the monthly expiry day, news like shutdowns in factories operation due to issues created in the country by the high COVID cases and global market also being cautious due to Fed meeting outcome impacted the market today.
How will you rate the quarterly earnings of early birds so far? Did they exceed your expectations?
From the Nifty 50 index, only 13 companies have announced the results till date, and they are mainly in IT and banking sector. IT have largely met the expectations and outlook is also maintained, while banks are mixed as they have mostly met the expectations but outlook regarding the quality of assets have declined a bit. Other than these two sectors, the announced results of some consumer goods are also marginally below the expectations. And on a QOQ basis, the overall results in the economy is marginally below than expected.
We also caught up with Mr. Rohit Singhare of LKP Securities to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Singhare. As expected, Nifty saw selling pressure at 15,000 level. Are you still positive on the index momentum?
Yes, I think 15,000 acted as a strong hurdle. Not much positive, one can say. I will be positive once it will again sustain above 15,000, because last time also we have been witnessed a profit booking from the same level. So which means that if we don't sustain above 15,000, then we may see some sort of selling pressure in the coming session. So I think one should stay light. One should try to book the profit around 15,000 zone. And if any close above 15,000, we'll see. And then we will review. And once again, we will start buying. But one need to be very sure that they will buy only above 15,000, not at this level. And one should try to book the profit.
So what is your call on Nifty Bank?
If you look at the hourly chart of Nifty Bank, it has formed the bullish pennant sort of pattern. Which means that if you see a breakout on the higher side, then we may see the current upside momentum to extend further. But again, the supports for the Nifty Bank is coming somewhere around 33,500, 33,300. So I won't be, I will not be very aggressive in holding longs below 33,300. So 33,300 will be the trailing stop loss for the longs. And once we see a breakout somewhere above 34,000 on the higher side, then we may see more aggressive buying comes in, and then we may head towards 34,700, which is the immediate and strong hurdle on the higher side. But as of now, I would be a little bit skeptical and would buy only above 34,000. And my trailing stop loss for the longs would be 33,300.
Asian markets ended mixed for the day. European markets were trading higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.